Let's go back to a story we were covering earlier about Israeli threats against Syria, Israel threatening Syria with possible attacks. Let's talk to Scott Rickard, former American intelligence linguist. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Rickard, just how likely will Israel get physically involved in Syria? I mean, troops on the ground, an invasion perhaps?
Well, Israel has been incredibly involved already in the attacks, unprovoked and illegal attacks on Syria. These attacks are basically enabled, encouraged, and celebrated by the West, NATO, and their Persian Gulf allies. Once again, no condemnation for the three major attacks by air and by sea by Israel on Syria, which were incredibly unprovoked. And to say these are for weapons of mass destruction or these are for weapons, the chemical weapons, I mean, my God, Syria has had chemical weapons for decades and has never fired them on Israel or any other nation. So these are incredibly unprovoked attacks. They're criminal. Israel should be held in criminal court for these attacks. And unfortunately, they're doing them for proxy, for basically they're proxying out the wars for the West and their allies.
And of course, how do you see the situation unfolding in the near future, considering the fact that the division is growing among the opposition and insurgents in Syria?
Well, certainly the insurgents are being wiped out by Assad for a couple of reasons. Assad's been very successful at attacking the foreign intervention, and obviously we're in the midst of Ramadan. But at the same time, these unprovoked attacks are going after strategic weapons that could aid in the defense against a NATO and Israeli attack on Syria. So I believe that these are just precursors to to an all-out war and attack against Syria, and they're just basically taking out strategic weapons, unfortunately.
All right. Scott Rickard, former American intelligence linguist from Florida. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you, sir.